22, we're up to Pasuk Dalet. Dirachecha, your ways, Hashem hodieni. This is a Orcha Sechel Amdeni. Okay, we have these psukim over here are obviously very poetic. There is poetic repetition. The words are very, the concepts are very similar. Dirachecha, your ways, Hashem, make them known to me. Orcha Sechel, there's a derech and an orach. A derech is a large road, multi-lane highway, and an orach is a service road. It's just a small highway. Landeni, teach me. Make it known to me and teach me. Pasuk Hey, hadricheni va'amitecha. Guide me in your truth. V'landeni and teach me, ki ato elokei yishi, and v'landeni kama. Why? Ki ato elokei yishi, you are the God of my salvation. Oischa yuki visi, to you do I yearn. For your salvation do I yearn, Hashem. For you, to you, kivisi kol hayom, the entire day. One more pasuk, zuchar rachamecha Hashem. This is the pasuk that we say multiple times in davening. Remember your mercy, Hashem, v'chasadecha, your kindness, ki me olam hema, because they are from time immemorial. This is a midah that has never ceased to exist. Okay, let's say a little bit of the mitzvah, pasuk dalet. Back in the previous page, pasuk dalet, the mitzvah is David. Actually, there's nothing over there. There's nothing that like this. On this page, it starts. It's interesting. There's no mitzvah to David. There is no mitzvah to Pasuk Dalet. That is interesting. Okay, like I told you, I find that the mitzvah to David must have written this earlier on. He must have written this parish on Tehillim earlier on because it's much lighter than his commentary on other sefarim that we have learned. It's very light. Okay, then over here, Pasik, hey, Hadricheni, Ritzalema, Lamdeni, Lodas, Amitas, Derechecha, make it known to me to learn ways of your true ways. Lefi, because Shato, Moshi, because you're my salvation, Ve'elecha, to your Kave, Loze, I yearn. Lamdeni, Dar, Kecha, teach me your ways, Ve'elecha, I'll go in your ways, Ve'yer, Royal, is Yeshua, and I'll be deserving of salvation. Hema, Chasadecha, Varechamecha. It's very straight. I mean, it's not, you're just basically translating the words. We're not going to go make all these diukim. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi, back, there was no Rashi on this page. Hadricheni. Rav Michal, what does that word mean? Hadricheni pasuk. Okay. Okay. Hadricheni pasuk 5. 25:5.
Adresa moi. It's like saying, address me.
Address me? What do you mean, address me? Hadricheni, address me. Okay, so.
Maybe it means direct me.
Direct me, right, direct. Lashon derech. The Mitzudo Sion says Hadricheni, Lashon derech.
Strange the way he wrote it.
Okay, direct me. And then when it says, and then now, Ois Chayu Kivisi Kol Hayyun. Now, this is very interesting. Hu Ho'ilam Hazeh. This is a very interesting Rashi. Rashi says, well, again, let's read the pasuk. The pasuk here says, "Hadricheni, guide me in your truth, and teach me, because Kiato Elokei Yeshu, you are the God of my salvation, and Oischa, to you I yearn the entire day." Now, what does that mean? The entire day, every second of the day, a person is thinking about Hashem. Go to your mind. Person doesn't think about Hashem every single second of their person. The person, he thinks about Hashem, you know, daven shachris, daven mincha, here and there. The average person is not expected to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single second of the day.
So that's why Rashi, exactly.
Because Rashi, obviously, that's what's over here in the Sif Zei Zekeinim. Let's look at the Sif Zei Zekeinim. Oyscha kivis yikol yamu perish Rashi zal hu hoi l'mazeh. The Koshul Rashi, why do Rashi have to take a midrashic approach that I yearn for you, Hashem, in this world? And when we say the word Yom refers to, for the Umay Sa'ilam, the Goyim, they have success in this world. And for us, this world is darkness. Why do Rashi have to go down that path of Drush? So he says, the Perish Rashi is Al Ke'ilam Azeh, the Koshul Rashi, the Chi Ef Shaloi L'Adam L'Spalel Kol Hayoim. It's impossible for a person to be mispalel every second. It cannot be taken literally. You cannot expect to you, Hashem, ki visi ayon kol hayoim every second.
Even if you could, should you?
It's not healthy. God in mind. Right? Really, I'm not joking. Hashem wants that from a person. He should meditate the entire day. It's not mistaver. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Yehiyeh Bedvarai.
Amen. Amen. Well, I mean, and if you didn't get an answer right away, wouldn't that be frustrating?
The Mesorah of Klal Yisrael is to be normal, to behave in a normal way, not to be an extremist. It's not possible that a person 24/7 should meditate about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's not a normal thing to do. And therefore, Rashi says it means that in this world, to get through this world, we are in danger. In this world, the Jews are not light. Keep a low profile. Keep a low profile in this world because the Goyim don't like us. And if we get in their way, it's not going to be good for us. And Rashi says, Shuyoyim l'umayis v'layla li'yisrael. In this world, it is dark for the Jews.
A long, dark night of Golos.
And we should never forget that. We sometimes think that we have moments in Jewish history where we are dominant and we get carried away with ourselves and we think Mashiach is here. And it's not true. It's not true. We have to always watch our back. Okay, now let's look over
and
here.
Conversely,
yep.
Yeah. Geula is the time of Geula is referred to as day.
Absolutely right.
Etc.
When Mashiach will come, then this world will turn for us into daytime. Okay, let's see the next Rashi.
What does it mean by Otcha Kiviti? It should be Lecha Kiviti. What's
Otcha? Oisecha.
It bothers me a little bit here.
Oisecha. What does it say in the Targum? Pasuk Hey. Dab Rinani Bikushtach. Okay, you have guided me in your truth. The Aleph. You've taught me. Arum, because Atu Eloka, Pokoni my redemption, Yosach, Sabodis. My redemption, my salvation, Eloke Yeshi, Pokoni, Atu Eloka, Pokoni Kamo. Then Yosach to you.
Oh, Yosach is a Itcha.
With you?
I should be with you.
That's not. There was a itzcha. Oisecha. Oisecha means yosach with you. Targum. Yosach sabodis kol yama. I think it means towards you.
I would
to
like
you.
To be with you. It's like shifting bet Hashem kol yama. That's kind of idea.
Okay.
That's like
why yotcha. Oisecha.
Maybe.
Okay. Oisecha kivisi kol hayona. Okay, next Rashi pasuk vav ki me'olam heima. Then we said this is a very famous pasuk. We say zuchar rachamecha v'chasodecha ki me'olam heima. Remember your mercy and your kindness. Ki me'olam heima, because they are eternal. What does that mean, Rashi? Ki me'olam heima mimois adam harishon she'amar toloi biyoyim acholcha mimenu mois tamos v'nosata lo yoyim mishalucha shu elef shonim. Incredible pasuk. Pash p'sha on the pasuk. How do we know? Me'ola means from time immemorial. The midah of chesed goes back to the day of creation. Where do we find chesed on the day of creation? Because Adam was told not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. He violated Hashem's command. And the day that he eats from Eitz Hadas, he will die. So really, Adam was meant to die. Adam should have died. Hashem did chesed with Adam, and he gave him life for 1,000 years. For 700, 1,000, and in turn, Adam gave David 70 of those years, so Adam lived for 930 years. So it's Pashup Shat. Every time you say this Pashup, you think about this Rashi. Zuchor Rachamecha V'chasodecha. Remember your kindness, your Rachamim, your mercy, and your kindness. Ki Me'olam Heima. You have exercised kindness from time immemorial, from day one of this world, when Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas and was Chayiv Misa. And yet, you had Rachmanus upon him, you let him live. You gave him one day to live. What's the one day? By Hashem, ki be'enecha yoyim elef shonim be'enecha, ki yoyim esmol. You still gave Adam 1,000 years, even though he deserved nothing. That is the chesed, and that is what it means, me'oilam. V'nasatam b'shalcha shuhu elef shonim. Unbelievable, unbelievable medrash. Let's take a look over here.
I'd like to tell you a tiny story. When my son, he's in Tzvi, today he's a Rosh Yeshiva son, he was in his third grade in Yeshiva Flatbush here. And they read this pasuk, "B'yom acholcha mimenu kmo tamut." So he raised his hand, he says, "I have a question. Between b'yom acholcha mimenu kmo tamut," and he didn't die, "B'yom acholcha mimenu." you should eat and die right away. What happened? Here it says, but so he asked the question, and I felt great. And he said, you know, I have an answer. It doesn't mean the Yom HaCholcham, that day you will die. The Yom HaCholcham, you should know that you should die.
Doesn't mean mamash bo bayom.
So she, the teacher called us so later on this to tell us,
look, nachas. Such a brilliant answer. The nachas, the thinker. Unbelievable.
We're not talking about
That's right, that's right. From the mouth of babes. The children, they ask all the good questions. A fresh mind asks good questions and good answers. Which, unfortunately, we adults, we get used to everything. We don't even think about it. Yeah, it's definitely true. Okay, so this is a very beautiful Rashi, very beautiful Mam Chazal. Let's just look at on the bottom of the page and the Likutei Shas. These are very popular midrashim. Be ashamed just not to read them very quickly. On the bottom of the page, Zichor Rachamecha Hashem Chasdecha Amar Bezutu Bar Tovia Amar Rabbi Asor Devarim Nivra Ilam. The world was created with 10 attributes: the Chochma, the Sfunu, the Das, the Kechu, the Aura, shouting. The Gevura, the Tzedek, the Mishra, the Chesed, the Chesed, the Rachman, the Chesed, the Rachman. How do you know? There are 10 things listed in this list. And then the Gemara goes through all the Pesukim and the proof. How do you know that the world was created with these attributes? How do you know there was something called Rachamim and Chesed? It's this pasuk here in Tehillim, Mizmor Chafei, where it says, Zechor Rachamecha Hashem v'chasodecha ki me'olam heima. They existed from day one. So this is a nida that is built into the DNA of this world, a nida of rachamim and chesed. Next, Ashur Lashem ki go'o go'am, ma'ash l'mod v'dayim l'melech v'zavadam sh'nichlas l'medina v'ha'hoyu ha'kol m'kalsu l'fonav. This is politics. This Maim HaChazal defines Mamish. This is the Maim HaChazal that defines a politician. I don't believe there is any Maim HaChazal anywhere in the whole Chazal that better defines the Mahus, the essence of a politician. What does it say? Mashal Mad Vadam, Lamelch Bas Vadam. Okay, I'll call a Melch Bas Vadam a politician. Shenichnas Lamedina. He comes to the city and they close off all the streets. Gridlock alert. Someone's coming to say, Vahoyu Akol Mikalsim Lufanov. And they say about this person, they praise him. Shehu Gibor, that he's a mighty person. The truth is, he's a nothing. Ruchalash. The truth is, he's not mighty. He's a weakling. Shu Asher, he's rich, he's not rich, all his money is stolen. Vuhu Ani. Shu Chacham, he is wise, it's not true. Vuhu Tipish. Shu Rachmani, he has mercy, he couldn't care less about you, he cares about himself. He couldn't care less. Vuhu Achzor, he's cruel, everything he does is for himself. Shu Dayan.
The emperor has no clothes.
He's a Dayan. Shu Neman, that he's a judge, justice, and he's faithful. The aim by Achas Mikol Hamida Salalu. He doesn't even have one good attribute. It's all a big lie. All a big lie. Ella yet, even though it's all a big lie, Hakol Mechanfin Loi, everyone flatters him. Because why? We need you. We need you to pay the bills. We need your money. We need you to do us a favor. So Mimela will go and we'll mechanif you, even though everyone's laughing their head off. This guy, who is this guy? This guy's a nothing. Avol, but the Ribbono Shel Olam, no matter what we would say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has infinitely more. Avol Mish Amar V'Hoy Olam, with regard to Hashem, Eino Kein Ela Kol Masha Mekalsin Oysoi Yoysehu Mikilusoi. He's even greater. Ashu Hashem Shu Rachamon. We sing to Hashem, Shurachem, and Shnema Hashem, Hashem, Shurachem, Vachanu, Vyem, Zchorachemach, Vachazdach, Ki, Melam, Hema. Okay, so this is part of a larger Maim HaChazal, which describes that Kadosh Baruch Hu's Midos, and Hashem is infinite.
So, a human ruler, you're always overstating the praise, and Hashem can only understate
the praise. Absolutely. Okay, let's look at the Minchas Erev on the next page, on the Minchas Erev. Udvarcha derachecha Hashem hodi'eni. Your ways make them known to me. And it's very interesting what he says with the Minchas Erev. Peirat bekan shaloisha l'shoines. Okay, it's very nice how he analyzes this pasuk. There are three expressions. There is hodi'eni. This is in the previous pasuk, Dalid. Okay, the pasuk Dalet began with the words, with the word. What has to, let me turn the page. Very hard to turn it. It's
Derechecha. Right on top.
Right, I know, but the pasuk begins Derechecha, your way is Hashem Hodieni, and then pasuk Hey begins Hadricheni, and then it says Vilamedeni on that same line. Vilamedeni, three words. What is the significance of these three words? Perat bekan shleisha l'shemes Hodieni Vilamedeni Vehadricheni. Well, he puts it in a different order, does he? He puts it, he changed the order.
That's the end of the pasuk Dalet is Lamedeni. Yeah.
The end of the pasuk.
You have
to hide the Oh, I see. On the top is the Lamdeni, on the top of the pasuk. Okay, right, because it repeats itself, right. Lamdeni is on the top of the pasuk. Hold the any Lamdeni and Hadricheni. Shei mechuvanim keneged elu hashloisha sho'olam oimei bohem. Shalom u'mishpat ve'emes. Okay, Perkei Avos. The world needs three things. It needs peace, it needs justice, it needs truth. Keneged hashalom, corresponding to peace, Amar derachecho yuweis Hashem hodieni. Make your ways known to me. In other words, peace. When it comes to peace, ki derachecho shel kadosh baruch hu hu shoyse shalom b'maymav. So this is something very interesting he says. Shmo shel kadosh baruch hu shalom. Hashem's name is peace. That's Hashem. Melech shah shalom shalom. Shlomo. Shlom melech shah shalom shalom. Okay, and what does Hashem do in Shemayim? Oyseh shalom b'maymav. Okay, Hashem makes peace in the heavens. I once went to a shir. It was a very good shir, but most of the people in the shir were women. they split the shul. What? It was on Jewish. It was a very good shir, and they had half. They had on the left side of the shul were the men, on the right side were the women. But every week there were more and more women. There were less and less men. And the person who gave the shir, he was very dynamic. He was very charismatic. And the last, when I decided, I'm not coming back here anymore to the shir, I had enough here. Why? Because he would go and he would psych up the people. He would psych up the people. And they would finish off the pasuk. And I remember him saying, Oseh shalom. And all the women in unison, they said, Bim ramah. I can't describe to you what it was like. I said, you know, I'm out of here. This is already too much for me. Too much for me. If there were some more men here, I felt like I was totally overwhelmed by the power. He was very charismatic. He was a gewaltige shir. But in any event, he cites over this pasuk, Oseh shalom bim roimav. Hashem makes peace in his upper chambers. In Shemayim, what does Hashem do the whole day? Chazal say, makes shiduchim half the day. He teaches Torah to children that left this world before their time. It says a lot of things about what Hashem does during the day. But one of the things that it says, that over here, this Maimon Chazal is we're focusing on, is that Hashem, he makes peace. In Shemayim, there are a lot of wars. There are a lot of, it's very interesting, you piece together different Maimon Chazal, get a glimpse in what goes on in the other world. What goes on there? In the other world, there's a lot going on. There are a lot of battles that would be fought. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he makes peace. Oseh shalom bim roimav. How do you do that? How do you make peace? You have to have to be a diplomat. You have to have talent to make peace. This nidah of knowing how to make peace, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David is asking Hashem, please teach me. Teach me the art of diplomacy. Teach me the art of making peace. Okay, it's a person, it's an amazing concept, a person that's able to do this. We have this principle, Hevei doimeloi, mahu rachum af atote rachum, mahu chanum af atote chanum. Okay, we always say that the person, we have an obligation to imitate. Sorry, how do you say it in Latin?
Imitatus Dei.
I can't pronounce that, I'm sorry, I'm not even trying. Okay, Hashem, there's Latin. One of the last articles that my father wrote before he passed away was on exactly what you said, on this topic of imitating Hashem, and the name of the title is in Latin, like what you just said, which, even if I memorize it, goes in one ear, out the other ear, and the next day I don't remember how to pronounce it. But there's a principle called imitating Hashem. Mahu rachum af atotei rachum. Imitate Hashem. And that typically is a reference to the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmah. Hashem, Hashem kol rachum v'chan erachapayim, rav chesed v'emes, lo tzach chesed lo alofim, Nasi Avon, all of the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, it is demanded from us that we imitate them. But it's not one of the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, Shalom. That's not one of the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. But nevertheless, it doesn't matter. Hevei Doimelai, Zekheli Ve'anveyu. Ani V'hu, the word Ve'anveyu is a composite of two words, Ani V'hu, I and him. A person should imitate Hashem. The midos of Hashem should be imitated by man. And one of the midos over here, we're learning over here, is actually asking Hashem for training. Give me training on learning how to make peace. It's a divine art to know how to make peace. Oseh shalom b'maymach. Unbelievable. Derachecha Hashem hodieni, ki derachav shel Kadosh Baruch Hu shoyse shalom b'maymach, u'shemoyah shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, and also Hashem's name is shalom. Now, next, justice. There must be justice in this world. Your ways, lamdeni, teach me. Your ways, teach me. How do you know that? It's a pasuk. Shenemar af oirach mishpatecha. He cites a pasuk in Yeshaya where this word is used in reference to mishpat. Because you are the God of mishpat. Fine. Uchsivin, it says,
how many times do we say this?
Melech Hamishpat, right? And but he's connecting that to the word Lamdeni. He's connecting the word in the Oirach. In Oirach is a very small path. Not too many people are able to deal with Mishpat. And then the last Uchneged Ho'emes Amar Hadricheni, guide me. Hadricheni va'ani techa. So he's saying this is a very beautiful idea. Minchas Erev. If I wouldn't see the Minchas Erev and you would ask me to guess who says this, I would say the Chidah says it. This is like a typical type of Chidah. When we're learning together, this is something that you would typically expect to see in the Chaim HaSanoch, not in the Minchas Erev. But for whatever reason, over here, the Minchas Erev says this idea. There are three words in these Psukim, and there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says it will Shalom, Mishpat, and Emes. And here, David is asking Hashem for training, and it corresponds to these three needles. Okay, let's go further to the next page. What are you saying? Oh, L'David. L'David Hashem. Horeini Hashem. Horeini Hashem Darkecha. So there, here it says, Derechech Hashem Hodien. Okay, obviously each one the context, so each one similar context. Okay, let's go to the next psukim. Now we're up to pasuk Zayin. Chatois Yurai Ufishai Altiskar. Ufishai Altiskar. Do not remember. Kichastecha, according to your kindness, Zochor li Ata. May you remember. L'mantufcha Hashem. It's a hard pasuk to translate. Let's see the Mitzudos David. Pasuk Zayin in the Mitzudos David. Kechastecha, Ato Hashem, kefimidas chastecha. So according to the mid of your kindness, remember, Ritzon Leimar, Zochor Maasai Hatovim, remember my good deeds, Hamivim Midas Hachesed. Remember my good deeds, which we bring about the mid of Chesed. What does that mean exactly? I'm not really sure. L'man Tuvcha. Asay l'man midas, do for the sake of your goodness. So let's read the pasuk again. The pasuk over here says, the sins of my youth and ufisha'ai, we'll discuss that in a little more detail, but due to two different types of sins. Al tiskar, do not remember. It's a very powerful concept which we'll discuss in a moment. Don't remember the sins I had done when I was a young man. I was foolish, I was not yet developed intellectually, and I made a lot of mistakes. Hashem, I beg you, don't remember those sins. Instead, kichastecha zichor li ata. Remember Hashem. Now, what does it mean again? Kichastecha means the midah. Ritzon Leimar, Zachar means the way he learns Ritzon Leimar, the Mitzudos David, whenever he says those two words, Ritzon Leimar, he's telling you something that it's not in the Pasuk. It's like when Rashi says, Kloimar, my chasod, I ask you, Hashem, to only judge me based upon my good deeds. When I was a young man, you know, once upon a time, I did a good deed. I did a chesed. So remember the good deeds, kichastech, according to your chesed. It does not, in this pasuk, according to the mitzvahs, mean your chesed. It means my act of chesed, which comes from you. A person is created in the image of Hashem. So the reason why, when I was a young man, I did an act of kindness was because I was just imitating you. But the way you would translate the word in this pasuk, according to the mitzvahs, is my acts of kindness, zechor li ata. May you, Hashem, remember my good deeds, l'man tovcha, so that you will bestow upon me in reward goodness. Hashem, mitzudas l'man tovcha, asay l'man, do it, l'man tovcha, do this. No, sorry, I said, asay l'man, I take it back what I said, anything like l'man tovcha, do this, do what? Ignore my sins and only focus on my mitzvahs, because for the sake of your good nature. Hashem has a good nature. Hashem is called Toif. Leman, ba'avur, because of asay leman midas tuvcha. Hashem has a good nature. Because of your good nature, I demand of you, or I ask of you, that you should forget about my sins that I've done when I was young and only focus on my good deeds, my act of kindness. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi is kichastecha zechor liyato, horoi lichastecha tiskor li. This that I'm fit lichastecha tiskor li, elu ma'asim toivim shebiyodi. Rashi is saying the same exact thing as the Mitzvah started, but he's just nuancing it a little bit differently. When it says kichastecha, it means that at the end of the day, at the end of the day, it means, Hashem, please remember my act of kindness. And please remember my good deeds. My good deeds. And the way we translate the word kichastecha is Rashi, horohoi lichastecha tizkor li. Elu, what does that mean? My ma'asim toivim shebiyadi, my good deeds result in you, Hashem, rewarding me with kindness. It's almost came out the same thing as what it says in the Mitzvah Stavit. My good deeds, remember, only remember those things. Okay, now, you have to bear with me, because when I prepare this, I'm trying, you know, to prepare best that I can, and when I prepare, I have another one of these elsewhere, and I mark off everything I want to say over. I take a picture on my phone, and that way I can immediately see, because I can't schlub around and save it back and forth. So I mark off, and I forgot to take a picture of the text. So I don't remember what I marked off on this page that I wanted to discuss. So you have to bear with me just a little bit. Now over here, I believe, look at the Radak just for a little bit. The Radak says, the Radak says, Chatois nu'urai ufisha'ai al tiskar uperushai. Oysam shebimei nu'urim yikru chatois. Sheloi sholmo das odom vi'ein shom pesha. Ki ha'peshu ha'merit. A child is not capable of rebelliousness. A child does not have the sophistication to rebel against the parents. So what a child does, no matter what he does, is because he's immature. When a child throws a tantrum, and the child goes and he takes magic markers and he writes all over the walls, or a child goes and he destroys property, it's not because the child's lahachis. He wants to defy and cause someone aggravation. It's because he's a child. What do you want from him? It's not, he's immature. So that's why it says the word chatois with the word ne'urai. And when it says ufisha'ai, blushing of pesha, that's already an adolescent. That's already a person that's really a little more sophisticated. He knows exactly what he's doing, and he's coming to rebel. Okay? Everyone knows, you know, there are different stages in life. Until you're a certain age, you're worried, what do people think about me? What do they think about me? Then you become rebellious. I don't care what they think about me. I'm going to do whatever I want. And then you get older and you realize, guess what? They're not thinking about me altogether. They're not thinking about me. And then you get older and you realize, guess what? They don't think, period. Not about me, and not about someone else. People, they're blank. They don't think altogether. Okay, but there's a stage in life where you rebel. You rebel. It's natural to rebel. You start out worrying, what are people going to think about you? And then when you get a little bit older, it's natural to rebel. That's called the Pishai. And but that's a youthful, that's a state of youth. And he writes again, look at the Radak one more time. So Upeusha Oisam Shalemain Urim Yigu Khatoy Shalosh Shalmadas Adam the Ancient Pesha, Kya Pesha Khameret, Shriya Adam Adam Mazid. When a person gets a little bit older, Mazid Void Bayam Bivo Bayamim, may Ashim Shon of Amal, who comes 20 years, he writes over 20 years old and above, Shubidaito, Yikore Pesha. He recognizes the idea of Yehovah Al Mitzvah Harehu Moirid Bo Adam Mitzvah Oisai. Period. Okay, so the Radak, beautiful Radak over here, says that until the age of 20, a person is called a nar. A nar, and a nar's sins are begeder achet, which means inadvertent sins, then he's not held accountable. Once he gets to the age of 20, already he's more sophisticated. That's now in the gather of a pesha. A pesha. And David over here is saying, don't remember not my chatois of nuraya, not the bishai of when I from the age of 20 years old. But by the way, there's a very interesting topic of discussion. What is a nar? Okay, I don't have the information in front of me, but I saw it somewhere, I have it all written somewhere in Zichrimin, in the Oitzer Pilois. He has a fascinating, it's a long piece. Of showing the entire Tanakh, every time it says the word nar, make a calculation how old was the person when it says about them the word nar.
Yeshua, I think Yeshua.
Who nar? So how old was he? Right, 20. So how old was Yeshua when he was nar? He was 70 years old, something like that. 60 years old.
No, he had between 20 and 60. No.
No.
Because he didn't get the. He was exempted from the Nisa B'Midbar.
How old was he at that point? He makes the calculation. He was no youngster. He was a Yosef, was called a Nar. He was 17 years old. He was Mesalsel Besaruhu Nar. Es Bnei Vilvei Zilpa. He was 17 years old. He's called a Nar. Okay, but by Yoshua, he calls him a Nar. I think even, I vaguely remember even.
Yishmael was called a Nar.
Yishmael was a Nar? How old was he?
But that was when he was a baby.
13 years old? But I think even maybe 92 years old, for some reason it sticks in my mind, he was maybe even 92 years old.
How old was when he died?
I don't know. I don't know.
110
Yeshua
was when he
died. Okay, then I don't know. He was the king for 40 years, right? He was king for 40 years?
Okay.
I don't know. All right, then he's not the only one. He's not the only one.
Who is this Ishmael?
Oh, Yeshua and Eliezer.
They were definitely...
You know, he was 37. Yitzhak was 37, and he was older. And Yishmael was older than Yitzhak. He was 13 years older than Yitzhak. So that means he was 50. And he was 50. Shnei Adavito. He was 50 years old. He had his bar mitzvah. He had his bris milah. I think he was 13 years old. I don't remember. Okay, but he was at least 37. Probably more like 50. Whatever it was. So... obviously, so you see the word nar is a word that depends on the context, what it really means. In this pasuk over here, the radak is machadish, that it says the word chatois in reference to the word nar, and then it says the word upisha'ai, and that's a later stage of life over the age of 20, and two different types of sins. Okay, let's look here on the page, let me try to remember. Let's look at the Malbum, the Malbum, on the Be'er Hamilois in the Malbum. Look at the Be'er Hamilois in the Malbum. He says, Chatois ni'urai upisha'ai. Hache achatos u'mitzad tava saguf. U'magbil neged rachamecha. This is not what I wanted to say. This is not what I was referring to. All right, let's leave it with that. Let's now look at the Shas, one quick glance. Let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Ches. Toiv v'yashar Hashem al kein yorech chatoim badar. This is a nice pasuk. By the way, pasuk Zayin, as we go back, pasuk Zayin is a very powerful pasuk. This is called the chatois nu'urim. There's an expression to atone for the chatois nu'urim. When people, they talk shoivavim, or shuvavonim shoivavim. Okay, during the winter, we have the parashios from Shemois until Mishpatim. Shemois, Vo'era, Bo, Mishalach, Mishpatim, Yisroi, Truma, Tetzaveh. What did I say? I'm all mixed up. What did I say? Truma. Okay, those are the parashios in the winter. The parashios in the winter, the acronym of the parashios in the winter is called Shoivavim, or as commonly said, is Shoivavim. Shoivim. And what is Shoivim? So everyone knows that it's a custom by many people, by Name, a custom by certain groups of people, or at least it used to be a custom, to fast one day, every Thursday of those parashas. During those weeks in the winter, starting with Parashas Shemois, concluding with Parashas Mishpatim, there is a minhag to fast. One day a week, typically to fast on Thursday. And what is it all about? So you see signs that Rabbanim give refresher courses in the laws of Nida, Hilchos Nida, matters relating to Ishus, husband and wife, and why are you fasting? What do you need to fast for? What's the problem? So in all of these holy books, which, they're a little esoteric, it's a time to do teshuvah for the chatois nu'urim, the sins of the youth. That is a very, very fascinating concept. Right? Avraham Shur, he's very into this. I remember reading this in his Sfarma, Lekech Halivah. I'm not holding by these things, but people, mature Talmidei Chachamim, when they get older, if they're successful in their Avodas Hashem, they're very in control. They're very in control of themselves when they get older. The Yetzer Hara diminishes, and...
What do you say diminish? They have control of the
Yetzer Hara. Okay, they learn, they have a tech, they whatever, for a fine round. These are very holy people. They master how to deal with the nisyonos of life. People who are serious people, they serve Hashem with sincerity. Sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. Tzadikim, it's a battle. It's a lifelong battle, and people make mistakes, and they fall down, and they get up. When they reach a certain maturity, they've already learned the ropes, they have a lot of experience, and they know pretty much how to deal with nisyonos. So what do they do then? They do teshuva for all the times in the beginning of their life that they were not successful, where they were nichshol. They go back and they want to clean up all the loose ends. And these are mystical concepts. And it's called the chatois nu'urim, the sins of the youth. The chatois nu'urim. And just because the person now later in his life is a tzaddik, and he doesn't do any averos, and he learns, and he davened, and he's a good person, when the person was a child sitting in high school, in elementary school, how much grief did he give his teachers, his rebbeim, his parents, his chaverim? How many crimes did he commit? How much money did he steal? How much agmas nefesh did he give other people? When a person is very, very young, they don't think about these things. They don't realize how irresponsible they are. And then later, they become a tzaddik. Oh, I'm a tzaddik. What's all that counts right now? I'm a tzaddik. What about all the baggage you had when you were a teenager? Are you going to forget about that? So that's always called a person. The person when he's older, he works to be metaher the chatois ni'urim, and this is the pasuk. This is the only place it says this. This is the makar. The chatois ni'urayu fisha'ai al tiska. A person has a duty his entire life to focus on the chatois ni'uray. I told you this story. It's Zachary Wallace. It's Zeichet Tzadok Levracha. So I told you it's a very popular clip that was circulating online, where he gave a speech, and someone came over to him and said to him, Rabbi Wallerstein, you've done for me an incredible chesed. I'm mekane your olam haba.
Oh, yeah.
Your olam haba. So he said to him, you mekane my olam haba? You know what olam haba is all about. You know what goes on there. You really know my life history, and he goes, do you know how much Agmas Nefesh I gave my parents? Do you know what I did when I was a kid? Okay, do you know how wild I was? What kind of crazy things that I did when I was a kid? Don't go tell me you're Makan in my Olam. You know nothing about what goes on in the next world, and Din V'Cheshvan, and you don't know about the Chatois Ne'urai. That's basically what he said. The Chatois Ne'urai Ufisha'ai are something which you have to take seriously. And there's a day of the Yom HaDin. And he went on, I told you, he went on to go say, if you want to be jealous of me, you can be jealous of my Olam HaZeh. The Hanor that I get of helping someone, that was something. But it's a very powerful principle. We don't hear about this today. Today you really don't hear about doing teshuva for chatos ne'urai.
Rabbi does it all the time. That's the,
We're busy enough. Right, exactly. Today you don't hear Rabbanim and Bali Musa telling you to worry about your chatos ne'urai. They're worried about the sins of today. Forget about your youth. We have much bigger problems today. Much, much bigger problems than worrying about the chatos ne'urai. But in these old sefarim of the Sifrei Tzadikim, it was a big thing. It was a big thing that later in life to be metaher, to be mesakein, the chatos ne'urai, as what it says over here in this pasuk. Let's go to pasuk ches. Toiv yosha Hashem. Hashem is toiv and is yosha. Two words, two beautiful words. Al kein, therefore, yoreh chatos badech Hashem, he guides. Yoreh means to instruct. Torah, the word Torah comes from the word Yoreh, instruction. Hashem provides instruction for sinners, Badorech, on the road. What does this mean? So this is subject to a lot of interpretation. Let's see if we have the Mitzvah David first, Pasuk Tes, in the Mitzvah is David. Toiv Yashar, V'reitzehu Lehetiv Lakal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a desire to do good. Al kein, therefore, Melamid Hues HaChaitim, he teaches sinners, Umas Hiram, he instructs them, Luleches, to travel baderech hanachon. The Mitzudos is giving you a very powerful translation of this pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, first of all, you have to appreciate this pasuk. Toiv Yashar is a very powerful hashkafic pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, why did Hashem create this world? Ramchal, we always mention this Ramchal, and here it's mamash pasuk. Hashem created this world to do chesed. He made this world to create an opportunity so that he can bestow upon his creation, upon his creatures, kindness. It's hard for us to appreciate that because we live in a world of violence and a world of darkness and difficulty, but the Mesorah is Hashem is a God of good. Hashem is a God of Toiv and Yosha, and he created this world to do good. This pasuk, you know, there are many, many apikorsim. Many apikorsim that have taken this pasuk, and apikorsim don't believe in anything, but this they cannot deal with what it says here. I mean, they don't accept anything. Not akasha, and you take a course in philosophy 101 in Brooklyn College, like I did many years ago, you learn about all the basic theories of philosophy, and a lot of them will deny this principle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a being. That, you know, what it says over here. David HaMelech says, it's a fact, get it through your head. Hashem is infinite. Hashem is beyond infinite. Hashem was mitzamtzein himself. He gave us a glimpse of himself, what we need to know in this world. And part of the glimpse that he gave us to know, to understand, to relate to Hashem in this world, is to appreciate on our level that Hashem, the essence of Hashem, what we could understand, is good. Toiv and Yashar. Hashem is good. Hashem is straight. Yashrus. And Hashem's goal is to bestow upon men that goodness and that Yashrus. That is Judaism. Okay? Okay? Christians, person comes into this world, where does the person go in their theology? Straight again. That you come into this world is just a prosdar, an antechamber to go straight to purgatory. Unless you want to pay homage to the God, maybe he'll come along and pull you out. And that's why all of their mules, all of their art is all dark. Everything about Christianity is dark, dark, dark. Because because it's all apikorsis, pure apikorsis. They don't want to appreciate that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, every person that comes into this school is guaranteed Elam Havah. Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek LaElam Havah. Automatically. You got to really mess it up.
That's the default position.
Default position. You got to really, really mess it up so big, it's almost impossible to mess it up to such a degree where you lose the Elam Havah. Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek LaElam Havah. V'Ameich Kulam Tzadikim. You got to mamish mess it up to lose it. Where does that come from, that principle? You have Olam Chesed Yibaneh, and you have this pasuk, Toi V'Yoshar Hashem. And the person talking messes it up, don't worry, Hashem is a safety net. There's a safety net. Al Kein for Yore, he instructs the Chatoim Vadorech on the Derech to do Teshuvah. That's what the Mitzvah Sabbath says. Rashi says, Toi V'Yoshar Hashem, V'Chofetz L'Hatztik Biri Yosef. Hashem wants that you should succeed. Hashem wants that his creatures should be tzaddikim. This is what he wants. Lahatzik to declare righteous. Biri Yosef. Al kein for yirchatoim. Biderech teshuvah. Okay, that's what the Mitzvah David says. And then Rashi says something very, very different, which is Gemara Masechta Makos. Dover Acher. Yirchatoim l'roitzchim. He gives a derech to the murderers. What does that mean? Shneamar tochen l'chadech. This is a repetition of what it says in the Torah about the orei miklat. Make sure you put up good big signs on the roads. Miklat, shelter. Murderers tochen l'chadech. Miklat hayukasev al parashas derachim on the crossroads kideisa demakis. What is the halacha? If a person inadvertently murdered somebody, killed someone, there's an accident. What is the halacha? The halacha is the closest relatives are permitted to murder, to take revenge. That's within their right. Within their right to come and to seek out, to avenge the blood of the dead. Even though it was an accident. It was an accident. Why? Because there's really no such thing as an accident. If you really valued someone's life, really valued someone's life, then there would not have been an accident. Every accident has guilt, has irresponsibility. Now, it's not always the case. There is an oines. Bezin makes that determination. When it's called an oines, then you're not responsible. But if it's in the middle category, you know, there's this premeditated murder, and then there is a complete, utter accident. And then there's somewhere in the middle, a shoygeg. What is a shoygeg? It's not an accident, like we, the word is not, it's hard to find a good word in English to differentiate between an oinus.
Difference between premeditation and...
Well, premeditation is mamash murder. It's mamash murder. In oinus, it's very hard to find a good word in English, because oinus means you bear no responsibility whatsoever. A shoigeg, it's an accident in which you do bear responsibility, because you should have looked. You should have been more careful.
No, it's negligence.
Negligent homicide versus an accident. Accident is no responsibility whatsoever. Negligent homicide, you're responsible. And then there's premeditated murder. So a person that is guilty of negligent homicide, the closest relative is permitted, and some hold is obligated to avenge the blood. What? It's a mitzvah. You don't get away with it. He murdered your relative.
How far can you be relative?
What?
How far of a relative?
I don't know the answer. I'm Rambam. You have to go. I don't know the sugya. It must be fair. You want to learn how to learn Daf Yom. We're coming up not so far ahead. I don't know. In a year or two, Habole Lo Toivo will come to it soon. But there are rules. Some hold it's a mitzvah. Some say rishos. So what does the murderer do? Where is he protected? In the Ore Miklat. So he has to run there because the close relative is hot on his tail. He's coming to get him. So we don't want him to get killed. We want him to get an opportunity for rehabilitation to get to the Ore Miklat. How is he going to get there? GPS.
Right?
GPS. Yeah. You just type into your phone and say Ore Miklat, and the GPS will take you. Make sure you make an app. Tochen L'Chol Derech. makes sure that someone in Klal Yisrael designs the app for the Ari Miklat app.
What
GPS, get you to the closest.
What you described earlier as a very bland explanation, I was thinking of ways, straight for 2.5 miles.
You have reached your destination. Okay, you have to. There's a mitzvah. The mitzvah of tochin l'cha haderech, prepare the derech, put up signs all over Eretz Yisrael, miklat, every crossroad. There should be arrows in order to protect the murderer from dying, to protect him from the goyel hadam, make it easy for him to go into the Ari Miklat. And this, by the way, is a mashal. This is a mashal. The fact that the Torah, that Hashem goes out of his way to say tochin l'cha haderech, to make sure there are signs all over Eretz Yisrael, to make sure that the murderer is easily able to find, seek refuge in the Ari Miklat and be spared and save his life, is a revelation that Kadosh Baruch Hu, every time a person does an Avera, any Avera that he does, even though no one's coming to kill him, he did an Avera, he's in trouble. A person that does any Avera, a person that wakes up late for davening, he did an Avera, that's not the right thing to do. There is a guilt. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that person to find rehabilitation, to be able to escape from that guilt and repair the damage. What is the Ari Miklat? Ari Miklat was rehabilitation. It was a correction facility. They didn't punish people there. It wasn't a jail. They were Levim. And you sit amongst holy people. And it rubs off on you. When you sit amongst holy people, the Shefa, the influence, the environment of being amongst the Levim, and the Kohanim could be also were there, observing the way they conduct themselves, that has an influence upon a person. Therefore, it changes his appreciation of life, his value of life, and he becomes a different person. So the Torah wants very, very much, Tochin L'cha HaDerech, we want you to have that rehabilitation. And that's what this pasuk over here means. Toiv Yosher Hashem, Alkein, therefore, because Hashem is Toiv Yosher, Alkein Yerech HaToim, murderers. And for that matter, anyone that is a guilty person, Badorech, Miklat, he should find rehabilitation. So what's the difference between this parish, the Rashi's second parish, and Rashi's first parish? There's a very fine difference between the two. Rashi, in his first parish, is telling you, Derech means the Derech of Teshuva. Work! You have to work hard. When a person needs to do teshuva, you go to a rabbi, the rabbi gives you a path. Okay, this is what you're going to do. Every day you're going to learn Mesilas Yeshar. Every day you're going to, every Monday and Thursday you're going to fast. Once a month you're going to go to Kivrei Avos, you're going to go to the cemetery, and you're going to daven. And every once in a while you're going to lie down on the floor, put on tachrichim, and lie down, and make believe you're dead, and see what it's like to prepare for the next world. Okay, a person did an Avera, what do? You go to the rabbi, and the rabbi gives you a path. He gives you a guide. Here is the playbook.
He
doesn't give you a pass. It's not a confessional booth.
There's no easy.
It's not a confessional booth. Okay, you go to the rabbi, and the rabbi gives you a guide. And you're going to have to work hard. You're going to have to fast. You're going to have to daven. You're going to have to do teshuva. You're going to have to learn. He did an avera. I once said a person, he says he was never his entire life mechallel Shabbos. One Friday afternoon, late Friday afternoon, he went online because he wanted to check his email, this, that. And before he turned around, he realized it was already after Tzeis HaKachavim, and he was surfing the web. He got so involved in what he was doing online, whatever, kosher, not talking about kosher things. And he writes, he couldn't believe it. How did it happen? The time passed so fast that he just wanted for a few minutes to check something, and before he turned around, he was already after Tzeis HaKachavim, and he was still online. And he was so devastated how this could have happened to him. He went to his rabbi, and the rabbi, the rabbi gave him basically a guide. Okay, if it really bothers you what happened, so let's do teshuva. So every day you should learn Mesilas Yesharim, you learn this. I don't know what he told you, he's describing the experience and the meaning which sticks out is he gave him a guide. this is what I want you to do for the next month. Every day you should do this, every week do this. This is a derech. That's Rashi's first interpretation. In Rashi's second interpretation, Hashem is not telling you to do anything. Just seek shelter. The second interpretation is much easier. You did an Avera, you're a murderer. You're a murderer. You killed someone b'shoigeh. Hashem is not telling you, I'm giving you guidance on how to do teshuvah, to fast, to daven. Hashem wants now, you need protection. You're in a very dangerous state. You've done a terrible avera. You committed murder, not a premeditated murder, but negligent homicide, and you're in danger because of what has happened. I want to protect you. I want to shelter you. I want to put you in a safe environment where naturally you'll be able to assess where you're holding and deal with the situation in a responsible way. That's the second shot. So they're very different. Google Rashi again. It's very powerful Rashi. Rashi says, teshuva. That's an active role. Dover acher, yoylecha toim l'roitzchim. Shenemar tochen l'cha haderech. Miklad miklad ho yukasva parash terachim. Kediisa b'makas. You know, this is a zakenim. Okay, he just does a technical point. He says, well, why do Rashi feel the need to say the second interpretation? Let me go very quickly. Al kein yerech atam derech upe rish Rashi. Al derech teshuva. Dover acher. Yerech atam l'u reitzchim. La anias daiti. Nir l'vor al pi ha-medrish. V'zel l'shon. Now, this is a very famous, you have this medrish, this is a very famous medrish. A person is an avera, what do you do? So it's only a shalu l'chachma. Okay, over here then, the Likutei Shas brings this, a lot of this medrash appears in a lot of the Farsh movies. So read over here. A sinner. What is the solution for a sinner? Chochma. There's an entity in this world called wisdom. There's an entity. So they made a request from this entity of chochma. What is the solution for a sinner? Amar lohem chatoim tiradei fro'o. What does that mean? They shall be pursued evil. They should suffer. Basically means they should suffer. Person that did an avera, he has to bear the consequences and suffer evil. Shalul l'nevuah, amar lachem, ha-nefesh ha-chaytes hi-tom, which is die. Shalul la-toyrah, amar lachem, yavi, asher bring a carbon, v'yischap alay. Shalul l'ha-kadosh baruch hu. Number four, they asked Hashem, what should a chayte, what should he do in order to achieve atonement? So as chayte ma'am anshay, amar lachem, yaseh teshuvah. You don't need to suffer evil. You don't need to die. You don't need to bring a carbon. All you need to do is to do teshuva. That's the medrash. This medrash cites this very pasuk. Toi v'yasher Hashem. Here is the medrash. Al kein yerech atoyim ba'dorech. What's the derech? The derech of teshuva. Shehu moir lachatoyim derech shiasu teshuva. Ad kan l'shoinei. Rashi, when Rashi says his first interpretation, he is basically just citing this famous medrash. Then, Aval al-zeh koshel Rashi shadrash toy v'yoshehu, it's a very nice drush, but it doesn't fit into the pasuk. Acho ikar milas teshuva chosam in ha-sefer. Where in the pasuk does it say the word teshuva? Just because it says in the pasuk. Derech. Who says it means to do teshuva? Ulezeh chuchrach lohavi hadavar acher. The other period we say, Meloi ma'ar lufi she patoch shel ba derech. Hu moira derech hayadua. The word ba derech. It's as if there is a hey hayadia. The derech. Which derech? The derech that takes you to the Ori Miklat. We say, Meloi ma'ar yadu hu haderech hatara. Balei
Musar says, Ha'olam hazeh dome lederech. Tachin lecha haderech. Prepare. Prepare yourself in this world in order to
come to Olam Haba. Olam Haba. Koil Olam Kula Geshul Tzadik. Zeh Ikosh Loi Lefachid Oretz. Zeh Nachin Breslov. Kumoish Nebah Tochem Chadech Mizeh V'im Tanah Shlofi. How could he call the person a Roitzeach? He's a Shoigeg. Ori Miklod is not for a Roitzeach. The Ari Miklat is for a shoygeg. If you became one of the Kara Oysam Chatoim, I don't know who this is. Reish Shin Alev Zal. I don't know who this is. Lefish is Zayidu Shaykh of Shrokum Zamlod Madeira, Afilu Bashayig, Rakli Misha, the Shayesh with the Kvar Mikalon. This is a very profound idea. He's saying over here an incredible, incredible idea. Yadreich, go back to the Pasuk. The Pasuk over here says, Toiv V'yoshar Hashem, Hashem is good. Al Kain, therefore, Yoyre, he instructs the Chatoim, the sinners, Badorech. And we're learning now Badorech with the Patach Badorech, which means the road to the Ori Mikva, because he is a murderer. He killed someone now, but he's not a murderer. He killed someone Bishoygeg. Negligent homicide, if that's the correct term. Negligent homicide. Now, so he's asking a very basic question. It's not fair to call a person who is guilty of negligent homicide a choite. It's true, he should have been more careful, right? Because we know, as we mentioned before, there are three different levels. There's premeditated murder, there's a pure accident where you're not responsible, and then there's somewhere in the middle. A person that killed someone by accident, but if he really was careful, this would never have happened. Would you define that person who killed someone by accident and was not careful enough as a choite? Would you use the word choite? So he's saying here, no. The Sif says the Kainim, it's not saying his own idea. The word choite is too strong. It's too strong. It's true, he's not a tzaddik. He's not a tzaddik. There's a dangerous situation, and he should have been more careful. He's not a tzaddik.
Well, the Torah says, "Kol chatam," you know, he said, "Kato nefesh bishkogo." I mean, if he killed somebody by accident.
But so he's not a tzaddik. He should have been more careful.
It's still called you killed.
So, but he's saying is, I would be very happy. I wouldn't have any problem. I would say, that's right. Taisak achoite. Because if he did not take the situation seriously enough to take precautions, and this happened, obviously, he doesn't care about the value of life if an accident could happen like this. So he is a choite. But he is saying here, in the Sif Seis Zakenim, I don't know if this is his own idea or he's saying it from someone else, it's still in all, after everything is said and done, the word choite is still too strong. It's too strong. He's not a tzaddik. The guy goes out into the forest. What's the classic case of someone who kills someone by accident? You go out to the forest, you have an axe, and as you're chopping wood, a piece of wood, a chip of wood comes out of the tree and goes and shoots at and hits someone else nearby and gets killed. So the question is, if you really cared about life, when you began to chop the wood, you would have looked around and made sure that there's no one in your vicinity, so this accident could not happen. You didn't check. You didn't bother looking around. You know why you didn't bother looking around? Because you don't care about other people. You're a selfish person.
But what happens if you did do that? You did do diligence, and yet...
Then you're potter. If it's a pure accident, then you are, then there's zero, 100%, you're not responsible. You're totally not responsible. It's a very fine point. It's a very, very, when we talk about Ari Miklot is a very, very, it's a sweet spot. It's very, very hard to actually determine who should go to Ari Miklot and who is completely exempt. Because it was premeditated murder, or even if you were sloppy, you're amazed. Then you don't go to Ari Miklot. You deserve to die. They'll put the person away in prison. They'll lock him up and put him in prison. He's a murderer. If he did it with Eidin Vahashra, they'll kill him. With Eidin Vahashra, he's going to suffer. And if the person was a complete accident, totally beyond your control, you're thoroughly exempt. When is a person chayav to go to Ari Miklot? It's somewhere in between. And the Gemara Masechta Makos discusses the details. But even with all the details of the Gemara Masechta Makos, when everything is said and done, it's still very, very hard to make that determination. And you need a Sanhedrin to make the determination that a person should go to Ari Miklot. It's somewhere in the middle. But if a person, when everything is said and done, he has to go to Ari Miklot, so would you call him a sinner? So I always thought, yeah, certainly he's called a sinner, because if he really cared about life, he would have taken care and make sure that this did not happen. Over here, the Sif says Kim obviously holds that that's not so. Even though there is guilt, and even though we would not call this fellow a tzaddik, but to go so far and to call him a choite, it's too much. Too much. So if that's true, then this pasuk doesn't make any sense. Because this pasuk is telling you, baderech, put up signs all over Eretz Yisrael, giving instructions, guidance, how to reach the Ari Miklat in order to help the Choyte get there. He's not a Choyte. He's a Shoygig. Why are you calling him a Choyte? So along comes the Siv, says the Kitzkenim, he sends the name of Reish Shin Aleph. I don't know who this is. Maybe it's the Maral. The Maral. What was the Maral's first name? Shimon Elazar. That's right, Shimon Elazar, yeah. Teretz Rebbe Shimon Elazar. Yeah, that's Taka, the Marsha's name was Shimon Eliezer. Shimon Eliezer. Right, it's the Marsha. Teretz Rebbe Shimon Eliezer. Where Zer Zichron Levracha in the Chidushi Agadais, which is the Marsha. The Marsha is broken into two parts. There is the Chidushi Agadais, and then there's the Halacha section. He answers, this incredible idea is, you're right, in this particular act that he has done, a very powerful principle, what he has done, he is not a Choyte. But the bottom line is, why was he selected by Hashem to be the one that took the life of this person?
Right.
This person had to die. That's the Torah Hashkaf. Nothing happens by accident. It was meant to be that this fellow was going to die. And the person that killed him is not responsible. At least he's not Chayiv Misa. He's going to go to Ari Miklat. Because it was an accident. But why did Hashem bring it about that this particular person had to be the one to take the life of this fellow? Why? Why me, not someone else? Why? The answer is because you did before another terrible Avera. An Avera that we can call you a Choyte. And no one knows about it. No one knows about it. You got away with it. You did not do Teshuvah. You did something else before in your life. You did a Chet. A real Chet for which you deserve the label a Choyte. For killing him, you don't deserve the label Choyte because it was an accident. What you've done now, you don't deserve that label. Because it was an accident. But maybe a couple of years ago, maybe recently, you did an Avera that you thought no one knows about, no one was watching it, people do know about whatever it is. And for that Avera, you are called a Choyte, and you have not done Teshuvah, and it's on your account. And that is the reason why when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided this person has to leave this world, he brought it about through this fellow. Because Avera goyreres Avera. Schar mitzvah mitzvah. And Tzchar Avera Avera. It's a very powerful Hashkafic principle. That if a person does an Avera, and he thinks he got away with it, he can get away with it. Hashem knows what's going on. And Hashem will just, you're vulnerable. A person does an Avera, he's vulnerable. And Hashem's going to use you to do his dirty work. There are people in this world that have to leave this world. So this person who did an Avera, Hashem will use the Choydei to accomplish what Hashem needs to be accomplished in this world. And you'll have the Agmas Nefesh dealing with this your whole life. It's a very scary thing, yeah.
You see a similar thing by, if the Kohen is the one who committed the act, he can't
do it.
Right, so there must be some kind of...
Something that Hashem has something against this person. Or the, not against Hashem, nothing against him. This person has done something that he has forfeited his rights to his, what he's supposed to do in this world, and therefore it's just natural that Hashem is going to use him for what Hashem needs to get done, and the consequences are going to be significant for that person because he did not do teshuv for the original chait. It is interesting that this pasuk, Toiv Yosha Hashem Alkein Yerachatoim Badarech, it is the conclude. It follows after pasuk Zayin, the Chatois Neurai Ufishoai, and the previous pasuk. David is saying that we have some unfinished business. Here I am, I'm an adult. I'm 60 years old, I'm an adult, and I know that on my account, when I was 18 years old, there are some not such good things that I've done. And I have not done teshuvah. And because I have not done teshuvah, it could happen that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will use me to accomplish something that's very unpleasant in this world that has to get done. And I'm unfortunately going to be that person that's going to have to get done. And it's going to haunt me the rest of my life. because I never did to, and that's the chait, and that's why I'm called, he's called in this pasuk a chait. Yore chato im badorech.
He said timeless when it speaks about Ushimim, the Shliach Zibur, when, you know, Christ, when there was a crisis, whatever, that the base, break on it, his house should be empty.
From chait.
So it, either it means he's poor, or also means that he didn't do a very.
There are no chatois nu'udim. He's clean. Okay, we'll stop over here. We'll continue with him tomorrow with Pasuk Tes. We will resume tomorrow with Yad Reich and Avraham
Mishpat. Today, two vineyard sites. Beloved Raziel. If you don't know who it is, yes.
Bought some tickets for Yossi Reba. Yossi Reba was giving a concert. I bought the tickets for them. What they want me to do on the computer is beyond my capacity.
What did you do?
Beloved Raziel was the head of the Lehi, was he?
Do something. He was killed. I put my computer on my phone. So after the shoot, can you help me with
this? Yes.
Of course. I did. And you can't stay here. What you speak anyway?
I understand.
You buy the Ticketmaster, right? That's the only way to get the tickets. So you're having a problem. You think you could have a line. You could talk to somebody who would walk you through it. You can't talk to anybody.
Okay, for sure.
Very frustrating. Too old.